AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has signed off on Georgia's new electoral maps that protect Republican advantages. Saker Magani has details.
Georgia's congressional and legislative voting districts were redrawn after Judge Steve Jones ruled 2 months ago earlier maps illegally hurt black voters. The new maps add black majority districts, but they also radically reconfigure some Democratic-held districts that do not have black majorities. Jones is rejecting claims the new maps do not do enough to help black voters. His approval sets the stage for the maps to be used in next year's elections. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Hamas official says a partial or temporary cessation of aggression will not be enough to free the more than 100 hostages who Israel says remain in captivity in Gaza. Meantime, Israel is widening its air and ground offensive there. An AP investigation has found Russian occupation authorities vastly and deliberately undercounted the dead in flooding that followed the destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine in June. Russia said 59 people drowned, but the AP's determined the number is at least in the hundreds in one town alone. The Census Bureau says the world's population grew by 75 million people over the past year, and on New Year's Day it will stand at more than 8 billion, a worldwide growth rate of just under 1%. The U.S. growth rate was half that, and Norman Hall reports we'll have 335.8 million people on New Year's.
At the start of 2024, the United States is expected to experience one birth every 9 seconds and one death every 9.5 seconds. However, immigration will keep the population from dropping. Net international migration is expected to add one person to the U.S. population every 28.3 seconds. This combination of births, deaths, and net international migration will increase the U.S. population by one person every 24.2 seconds.
This is AP News. A new Olympic sport, flag football. Tiffany Wong has the story.
Female flag football players used to feel like they didn't belong in the male-dominated sport. But now, flag football will make its Olympic debut at Los Angeles 2028, and a female flag football community is growing around the world. Kaiser University athlete Ashley Clam not only gets to play the sport in college, she is on scholarship. Clam says she wasn't surprised when flag football was added to the Olympics because it has long deserved recognition.
All the work that people were putting in to getting to this sport finally paid off. And so I was just in full relief knowing that hopefully this will really show everyone that flag football deserves to be there and that flag football should be everywhere in the States, everywhere in the world.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.